You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I think Jaguar fans have to be careful to make sure that the pace of their expectations don't have to match the enthusiasm. This is Tony Wiggins with your Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. What exactly do I mean by that? What I mean is enthusiasm is at an all-time high in this organization. First with the number one pick, the opportunity to draft Trevor Lawrence, and then, of course, with the signing of Urban Meyer to be the head coach and navigate this franchise for the foreseeable future. All of this stuff happened really, really quick, really, really quickly. And a lot of, you know, like I said, enthusiasm at an all-time high, ticket sales are through the roof, expectations go up for the future. However, I think we need to heed this warning that the pace of the success might not match that enthusiasm early on. You don't go from 1-15 to 15-1. You don't go, and you know, this is like stating the obvious here. You don't just automatically go from the worst team in the league to the best team or one of the best teams. However, you can see a certain amount of improvement that it sort of outpaces that normal flip I guess the way I want to say it is that normal change in your trajectory. You have to watch the football, watch the game, watch how they do things, why they do things, the progress that's made, the baby steps. You have to watch all of that stuff in order to get a full appreciation and not necessarily pay attention to the record. I remember Jimmy Johnson was 1-15. I think then he went like 5-11 or 7-9 or something like that. And then he went 11-5. And then they started just mollywopping people and were the best team in the NFL for a long time, you know, at least for about 4 or 5 year run with the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s. And I think that's sort of what's going to happen here, where because they're going to be so young and inexperienced at key positions, and particularly the quarterback position, you're going to see this competitive process and this progress in how they compete, how they prepare, how they go out and give themselves a shot to win every single game. And there's going to be these growing pains. Well, you're going to see it coming. You're going to see it coming, and you're going to be okay with it. It's just that the results may not match the enthusiasm. Now, why is that important? It's important because when Nick Saban went to Miami, folks just automatically assumed that he failed. And I guess relative to his reputation, that would be considered a failure. But really look at what he did there. Really look at what he did there. He had one season where he was 9-7, and he only coached there for 2 years. And maybe some people consider it a failure because he left only after two seasons. But Nick did some good work there. Considering he had to flip the roster, they were a little bit old and slow. Another great legend who went to Miami, Jimmy Johnson. He left Dallas. They considered Jimmy a failure. They went to the playoffs, and he was trying to win with a stubborn quarterback who was a great player who didn't want to do things differently. But they drafted some really, really good players on defense in Miami. And, you know, one of them ended up being a Hall of Famer in Jason Taylor. You know, Zach Thomas was a very good player. Sam Madison, Patrick Surtain. So there's some good work to be done when a great coach takes over an organization. But we got to make sure that we watch and go with the pace and go with the flow of progression, as opposed to thinking that it's going to just be instant success. Now, you could have a situation where the Jaguars just totally bust out because they've grossly underachieved. While I love Doug Marrone, I don't think he's the coach Urban Meyer is. And I'm going to take a little bit of that pressure off of the past coach and the past GM. In our second segment, I'm going to tell you why Shad Khan was to blame for a lot of that stuff. And it wasn't just because he was absent or he wasn't here as much. And a lot of people like to attribute it to, well, he doesn't really know football. And you know, he's a first-time owner. No, it was something bigger than that. And we're going to address that, too. We're going to talk about that. Now, he's fixed it, but I don't want to give all of that away. I'm getting back to this pace thing real quick. But the growth that this team is going to experience, it may not show up in the win column right away. It'll show up in the how they play. It'll show up in your mind how they play. It'll show up in how they prepare. You're going to have some heartaches. You're going to have some growing pains. And you will eventually see, what you'll see is you'll see the guys start to get weeded out. You'll see the fat start to get trimmed off of this team. Like, it doesn't mean that they're bad players. It just means that they're not right for this team. And that's what you're going to see. You're going to see Urban Meyer slowly but surely, and you're not going to build it overnight. Every single position, I see a lot of people's mock drafts, every single position isn't going to be filled. Folks are going, well, we need this, we need that, we need a tight end, we need a move tight end, we need a blocking tight end, we need a backup running back, we need speed at receiver, we need at least two offensive linemen for depth or to push for starters, we need defensive lineman, we need another pass rusher, we need another corner, and we need two safeties. You ain't getting all of that that's going to end up being on a championship level in one offseason. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Understand that this team is going to have some flaws and some weaknesses. Every team does. But you're not going to be able to build it all. So the enthusiasm and the pace that you expect, it won't match up with how good it feels to know that this team is on the right track. So that's what I want to discuss. I want to discuss, how do you feel knowing that Urban Meyer is in charge while there's really activity going on, like right now, the Senior Bowl, and to know that there's something different. There's something different. You don't have the same status quo. Shout out to everybody who was here before. But the bottom line is, the Jaguar fan base wanted something different. Not only did you get something different, you got something good and different and big and different. So how did that happen? What are some of the things that Shad Khan had to do? And this is where I'll go into that in the second segment. Some of the things he had to do to ensure that this was going to be different and this was going to feel different. And now the fans have a high level of enthusiasm. That I'm not trying to tell you not to have it, but what I'm saying is, don't expect miracles. Just expect competence and a renewed sense of we're headed in the right direction, as opposed to thinking that they're all of a sudden going to challenge next year for the Super Bowl. And I know I'm like not being the good news guy right now, but that's fine. That's fine. But I'm just being honest. You know, this thing is hard. And if it wasn't hard, then everybody would be able to do it and everybody would be able to flip that switch and get their team into contention right away. It just doesn't really work that way. So we'll talk about all of that stuff, man, and we'll do it here on a Tuesday on Locked On Jaguars in just a second. First, I need to know if you're ready for some football, basketball, college. Are you ready to win some games? You got almost 2 weeks, a little bit less than 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, and there are all kinds of prop bets going on right now on betonline.ag. Prop bets like who's going to win the Super Bowl, who's going to be the first to score a touchdown, who's going to get the most yards, who's going to be the MVP, all of that stuff, man. You can go on betonline.ag right now and bet your prop bets. The first thing you're going to do is sign up for a free account at betonline.ag, and you're going to use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Come on, man. If you can pick the games, you ought to be able to get you some money while you're doing it. If you can pick the props, if you know who's going to score first, You can even bet right now on the odds on the Super Bowl next year on betonline.ag. All kinds of prop bets. Remember, sign up for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. All right, man. So back here with you on Locked On Jaguars on a Tuesday. And we're talking about expectations. First of all, it's good to have expectations. Many times in the past, you guys woke up at this time of year and you didn't have expectations. You just had hope that was just based on fandom and optimism. And you didn't really feel like anything was going to change because nothing had changed. Because nothing had changed. And now it has. And a lot of, you know, that change, you got to give Shad Khan a lot of credit. I guess losing will do that to you, right? Losing will do that to you. You get sick and tired of the day-to-day losses that you go through. And at some point, you realize you got to change. You do. I mean, the day by day by day by day, just feeling like what's going to change, what's going to get better, and nothing gets better. So the fans weren't the only ones to feel that. Shad Khan felt that. He had to. It was impossible for him to not feel that. And I never was one to think that he didn't care. All he cared about was cash. You know, people, he just keep cashing checks. It's revenue sharing. He doesn't care. He cares more about soccer than he does football. That's ridiculous. Anybody who's been around somebody who's won at life and is just a winner who built themselves up from nothing, you really underestimate people and what their ambitions are when you do that kind of stuff. People like that don't want to be associated with anything that's considered the worst of anything. And it's ridiculous that people thought that. But I understand and I get why, you know, some people may have felt that, because every year nothing changed, right? Well, this year Shad Khan made those changes. He did. He made those changes, and he made those changes in a big way. But it's not just hiring Urban Meyer, and it's not just the luck of getting the first round pick. It's also understanding and listening to Urban Meyer when he talks about the things that he needed. You're seeing positions now created that weren't here before. You're hearing Urban Meyer talking about being the best on and off the field, facilities, nutrition, training. You're seeing some of our staff hires. He's hiring the chief of staff and director of player this and director of player that. And all of these positions that have different names that you're not used to hearing in the NFL. But I think it's just the beginning in that respect. I really do. I think he went out and hired top-notch coaches because the job lured top-notch coaches. And the fact that Shad wants this to be a coach-centric team. Those are major, major things that are a part of the root of the team. You know, you don't see the roots of a – you see a big, big oak tree that's lived forever. You don't usually see the roots. But then when you understand that – you ever see somebody try to chop that tree down and the reason why it won't move, or something run into a tree, and we ain't talking about somebody dying, but I'm just saying – and that tree is like the immovable object. You know why? Because it's rooted, and those roots are big. And if you hang around long enough at your grandmother's house or whatever, those roots start to get so big they come out of the ground, and you realize the foundation that really holds that tree up is not the tree itself. It's the roots. Well, that's kind of like any successful organization. The culture, the players come and go. Just like leaves fall off of a tree every fall and every winter, and then they grow back again. Players come and go, but the organization and the structure has to be very, very strong. And too many times in the past, this team was built just on talented players. Don't get me wrong. I said it yesterday. Talent is – Urban says it. You need great players. But you also need to cultivate those players and make those players feel and understand that you're doing right by them. Grind on them, but at the same time, have support for those guys, not just this attitude, well, do your job. And I couldn't stand this, and you guys know that. Dave is my man, but I hated the, well, we'll just sign him to a 3-year deal. If it doesn't work, It doesn't hurt our salary cap. And so many people gave the organization credit for signing guys to good deals and being capologists. All that stuff is fine. But at some point, what you're doing is hedging your bets also. You're taking no risk as an organization. Who do you risk on? At what point did this organization decide that they were gonna take a risk and a flyer on a player and believe in the player? The one time they did it was Blake. And for the life of me, I can't understand how they could do that for Blake, but then not do that for these guys that you see on other teams that are playing well in the playoffs. A lot of people making a lot of bones about that. There's something that Shad Khan said and that Urban Meyer said when he talked about how he wanted to take care of his players. And I do believe that if you really look close enough at that, what it tells you is that Shad and Urban probably had a discussion about guys leaving, good players wanting to leave the organization. And you hear Urban talk about building those guys up, about taking care of them, about providing for them, about helping them be their absolute best and building their brand. There's an entire change of attitude. You don't see a situation where guys are getting their money taken because their socks are different colors. You're not gonna have that foolishness. You can't rule by fear. You have to rule by reverence. You want guys that will run through a brick wall for you, and the only fear they have is of disappointing you, not you taking their money. It's just, I think what Shad really did was realize what type of leader he needed. He realized what type of leader he needed, and he realized what had to change. I'm a firm believer in that. And all you got to do is just listen and you'll see it. So when people believe that this was a no-brainer and it was easy, it's not easy for a person to really totally change the way they're doing things. Because some people, you know, some people are hell bent on convincing you that the way that they were doing things was right. We just need to change the pieces a little bit. And I give them credit for, I know it sounded like I was going to beat up on them a little bit, but I got to give them credit too for realizing, hey, we need to reboot this thing and move this thing around and do something totally, totally different. If you need to do something different, man, get more of your sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. We're going to really look at why you feel differently now, other than the fact that you got Urban and you're going to get Trevor, and you got all this salary cap and you got all these draft picks. You wake up today knowing that Urban Meyer is representing this organization in terms of talent evaluation at the Senior Bowl. You wake up today knowing that there's a totally different approach. How does that feel? Has it really sunk in, and has it really hit you that you got a new sheriff in town and that sheriff comes in with a reputation like Wyatt Earp? I mean, he's not going to get outworked by anybody. He's not going to be outsmarted by anyone. How does it feel as a Jaguar fan? Are you really thinking of what that means at this point? I think people are just still happy and celebrating, you know, like, you know, last day of school type, you know, Christmas holiday type stuff. But when you really, really think about it, this affects your football self-esteem more than anything. Just knowing that the guy repping you has the respect of his peers and he knows what he wants to do and he's hell-bent on doing it. It just has to feel good for you. I'm going to talk about that in the third segment here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about where you need to go to get your car parts, and that's rockauto.com. With the ever increasing numbers of makes and models of vehicles, it is impossible to stock all your parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. You ever gone in there and they had to order something or come tell you to come back? You're standing there with the part in your hand and your car is all broken down and you got to wait while they run off and go somewhere and get it. You don't have to do that at rockauto.com. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questions? You know, is it an EX? Is it this? Is it that? And wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com in your home and in your pocket. Go to rockauto.com and they're going to ask you, there's a box. They're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? In that box, I want you to put locked on in capital letters. Because they'll know that we sent you there, as we've sent so many people in the past. And it forms that partnership that is so, so important to making sure you have the best auto parts for your vehicle. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. All right, man. Built Bar. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. Built Bar is the real deal. I am in love with this lemon almond cheesecake version of Built Bar. I got a big box of them, and every time I think that I got to have one flavor, and then I run out of that one, and then I go to the next one, I fall in love with that. And so me and lemon almond cheesecake are cheating on the apple almond crisp. Yep, they got that too. They have 18 great flavors. It's the best tasting protein bar on the market. It is low calorie, low sugar, and high protein and high fiber for all of you guys that need some fiber in your diet. And it's great for keto. Go to BuiltBar.com and enter the promo code Locked On. And guess what? You're going to get 20% off your next order. That's right, 20% off of your next order if you use the promo code Locked On, all one word. So go to BuiltBar.com and use that promo code. Get 20% off. And then get ready to chew your fingers off and slap yourself because they're just that good. All right, man. So talking all of this football self-esteem, you can get some self-esteem too, man, if you win some money. And you can win some money if you listen to Locked On Bets and learn how to make wagers. You don't have to have a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily draft picks or daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest wagers possible. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. How do you feel today, Jaguar fans? You know, the party, you know, the bachelor party and all of that stuff and prom night is over. But how do you feel? How do you feel knowing that you're now being represented in the talent evaluation phase by a guy that actually knows a lot about talent? Now, I know there's some critics and some people that are skeptical saying, well, he's not recruiting. He can't go out and recruit the best players. They don't say that about Nick Saban. They didn't say that about Pete Carroll. He was at USC. They didn't say that about Ohio State. They don't say it about Dabo. They all recruit. The thing is they recognize talent and how to use it. Urban wasn't the only one that had great players. He played against teams that had great players, and he has a very good track record when he played against those teams in championship games. He has a very good track record. Whenever his talent was equal to somebody else's talent, yeah, sometimes he lost because that happens, but he also was able to win some games. He beat Nick Saban with an Ohio State team. And everybody thought Ohio State was going to get run out of there, but I guess they didn't know about Zeke and Bosa and that whole crew and Lattimore and all of those guys that he had developed. It shows me that what he was able to do was motivate the hell out of those guys. So those guys understood exactly what they were capable of, regardless of what the media thinks. And then you can get the talent, but if you don't develop it, it's no good. So he understands player development. He understands the level of how to get a bunch of good players to play all together. And that's one of the things that goes overlooked about winning. How do you get guys to play together? How do you get guys to trust each other? How do you get guys to play for one another? We're looking right now at all these Jaguar players that made the playoffs, former Jaguar players that made the playoffs, and people are wondering, well, why do we let them go? It's not, I've always told you, there's no bad players in the NFL. They all make, you know, they can, just because they can't win in one place doesn't mean they can't win somewhere else. Look at the playoff rosters. There's a bunch of guys on those teams that were on other teams. The thing is the teams that were able to cultivate them and make them play together, and that has a good quarterback, and those guys all trust and believe in each other, that's the team that wins. That's the team that wins. How do you feel knowing that you have a guy that knows what winning, that knows what winning looks and feels like, and has an expectation? Your expectation of Urban Meyer is probably half of the expectation that he has on himself. It's got to feel good knowing that the hard work is about to start, the evaluation process. The reason why it feels really good is because you know it's not the same old thing, the whole status quo thing. And thank Shad, he could have made another hire or gone in another direction and it would have still felt the same way. This feels differently. It feels differently. But remember, it's not easy. Urban knows it's not going to be easy. So understand that a good, solid 8-8 season with a rookie quarterback, where you totally change the roster, where you compete every single week, but just have to learn how to find out how you're going to win, that's not a bad thing. You get lucky, you're 10-6, maybe even 11-5 if things go right. But they, you know, just understand that it's a process. So pay more attention to the process than the results early on. And watch how this team is differently. Watch how they won't be as penalized. Watch how more disciplined they are. Watch how the game plan comes together, where you can watch the game and it doesn't feel like they're just guessing. You ever seen somebody play PlayStation and they're just guessing? But then you ever seen somebody else, they know exactly what they're going to do and they're hitting those buttons all quick? That's going to be the difference in this ball club. And I can't wait. And I'm glad for you, Jaguar fan. I'm glad you guys have someone who's going to run this ship the right way. You guys deserve it, man. You guys deserve it. And so soak it up. It's Senior Bowl. Guys are getting weighed in. I'm seeing this stuff come across social media today. And it's all good, man. It's all good. It just feels good to know that the process is about to begin and we have someone that we think can lead us to the promised land. A lot of stuff to look forward to. Super Bowl is in less than 2 weeks. Senior Bowl is going on now. The process of getting ready for the NFL draft and all of the mocks, that stuff will start to really take shape and really take fold when after free agency starts and you see how they start filling in the holes. And then you can really, really do a really good mock draft after that. Tell you what else you can do. You can join us every day here on Locked On Jaguars because it's your team every day. You can subscribe wherever you get podcasts and tell your friends to come along. I'll be back tomorrow, hump day. Two shows, actually. The Locked On NFL show with James Rapine will be out tomorrow, as well as I got a special guest. I'm going to talk to my homegirl, Erin, who is a Clemson fan. So she knows Trevor Lawrence. This has got to be the best of both worlds for her because it's a Clemson fan who wants Trevor Lawrence to do well, and now he's a Jaguar, and that she's a big-time Jaguar fan. Plus, she does some really, really special work here as a healthcare provider with children with cancer. And she was actually acknowledged by the Jaguars last year. And we've been talking about it for a year and a half, getting her on the podcast. I'm going to get my buddy on the podcast. My buddy Aaron's going to join me tomorrow. All right, until then, take care and continue to take care of each other, Jacksonville. We're on our way, man. Just going to have to be patient.